Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Ayin in Gittin. Amar Shmuel, fifth line on the page. Amar Shmuel. Haiman de Mochale Balunki de Barsoi, if a person is pierced with a Persian lance, a spear that was poison tipped, that's how the Persians did it. Machai Lochai, he certainly is, that wound is fatal. And there's no recovery. But meanwhile, Nisfilei Basar Shmeri, give him some fat meat, a gumri, on coals. And as if you can prepare quickly for him some fatty meat on coals, like a barbecue, v'chamr chaya, and some undiluted wine. Efshad chaya porta, he might live along, he might delay his death long enough, or mafkin abese, so that he can give a tzava to his house. In other words, he might give him long enough that he could... you know, as they say, give him his last rites, let him dictate to his house some instructions before he died, let him tell him where the bank accounts are, etc. Omavidi Baravim, Haiman de Bola Zibor, similarly, if a man swallowed a wasp, Mechenechai, he certainly cannot live. It's fatal. Adahochi Bachi, but meanwhile, Nashki Revias of the Chala, give him, of Shamza, give him a Revias of strong vinegar from that place called Shamzag. It was very strong vinegar. Efshur de Chaiport, again, the word vinegar we use always loosely here. In the Gemara, vinegar, the chal is always like wine that's been spoiled. Not the way we make vinegar today, lechatchila. You make a bottle of vinegar. Then vinegar was basically the bad wine. Efshe chai port mafkele beisei, and again, he'll be able to leave instructions for his house. Or Rabbi Shimon Levi, ochobos ashor belefet. If a man ate meat, cow meat, ox meat, with turnips, and he slept in the middle of the month, in the summer months, outside, he will come down with a sickness called achila, which is a sort of a fever, some sort of a fever. So, Tana v'amamali kresim mikolda v'chazachal. Pan eats too much of anything. We know now today. In the old days, they figured it's good to be healthy and fat and eat as much as you can. But the Gemara knew already that if you eat your fill of too much of anything, you'll also get this kind of a sickness. Amar Papa, afilu mitamri, is that even if you ate too many dates? Dates was always considered to be the best food, the most healthiest food, one of the seven minim of Eretz Yisrael. Even if you ate dates. Even if you ate dates, which is a good thing, still if you ate too much, you'll get sick. For example, sheet isn't obvious. Anything that's good is anything that's eaten in too much abundance is not good. The tamri, dates have the following good characteristics: masav, they satiate you; umeshchananon, right? So meshchanan mean they warm you up; mishalshlon, and they're like a laxative. In other words, they help you clean the body out; umaashron, and they give you strength. V'lomafankan, and they don't spoil you. You know, they don't make you spoil. They don't spoil you to always want to eat sweets. Amalo, I might think that dates don't have that problem. In other words, dates you can eat all you want. Kamash malon, that anything, even dates, even one of the best foods, if you eat too much of it, you can get sick. Maya achilu, what is achilu? What is achilu? We said achilu is a sickness like a fever. Eishal tzomis, it's a fire of the bones. Maya eishal tzomis arbaya. So he translated into Aramaic, Eish Garmi. Garmi is bones. Means it's like you have a fever all the way through the body and the bones. May I also say, what's the remedy for that? Amar Abaya, Amalei, my mother told me that Kulu Shkaina, all the medicines, all the medicines, the elixirs that we take, should either be taken Tlosa for 3 days. That in other words, there's a certain amount of days that you have to take it. Some are 3 days, some are 7 days, Shiva of Trace, some are 12 days. Bahai Adametse. And this you just keep taking until you get healthy. There's no limit on it. Kulish kind of all the other elixirs, all the other medicines, Aliba Rekana, are taken on an empty stomach by Basar D'Achol V'Shasi. And this is after you've eaten and drunken Vile Bais Kisei and gone to the bathroom. The Nefek came out and mushed it and washed your hands with Maisilei. And so all the other ones are basically on an empty stomach. This you first have to eat, drink, go to the bathroom, wash your hands, and they bring him Buna the Shasisa the Tafa, they bring him a handful of this kind of a concoction made of lentils, flour, and salt. Lentils, flour, and salt. In other words, this shasisa by itself must be the flour and the salt. But if you add a dosh, that's tilfchi. And you eat that. And also, a handful. It means here, it's not taken by the hand. It means like a revius of old wine. And you take the lentil mixture and you knead that in the old wine. Venechel and edif and echer bastina, and wrap yourself in garments, in clothing, or in a sheet. Venigna, and go to sleep. Velek the nukma, and nobody should wake him up. Why? Because it's important to sleep it off. Remember the old days when you were a kid and you had a fever? I remember that they would wrap you up, and so you should sweat. That the sweat brings out the. That was later. That was later. Yeah. Yeah.
Menthol.
Yeah. Horrible. Oh. Yeah. But I mean, I can't stand that. That's like the Bengay or one of those smells. Right, it's exactly. Horrible. But I mean, this was that they simply. I remember my mother would wrap me up and make me sweat to get rid of the fever. So he says nobody should wake him up. It's important to sleep. Don't wake him up. Let him continue sweating out the kormish until he gets up by himself. When he gets up, lishkas, then he should remove the sheets that he slept with me. Nay, be low lot of it, because then it might come back. In other words, somehow the Gemara knew that whatever virus or whatever infection that he had, maybe that got involved, got into the sheets, and it's better to clean himself up afterwards. So that's what happens. All this from eating too much, you develop a fever. We know we have stomach disorders come from that. But he's also a fever. Omele, Eliyahu of Nosson. Chol shlish v'sheshish v'hanach shlish l'zir. Listen to this. Good advice. Fill your stomach with a third of food, a third of drink, and a third leave empty. Like shetikas, when you get angry, tamana melecha, then you'll have your fill, so to speak. That if a person is full, so if he's like stuffed to the gills, we say stuffed up, and then he gets angry, he'll explode just from there's no place for the anger to go. Here's a person like leaves a little space in his stomach. It's as if like right, the verse that it's a if you're full too much, you might not act normally. But she does tell him.
Yeah. Where does it say that?
I don't know. Okay. No. It's a good idea to make sure, right? Make sure that you're not full. Tanur of Chia. A Rosh Levelei Choli Man. If a person doesn't want to get a sickness of the innards, right? Doesn't want to have a stomach disease. Yerog Batibu Kayetz V'Chorf. Well, good idea not to be careful what you eat. But he also says be careful. Be told, in other words, that bread that they would have it wouldn't be such always so healthy. They would say dip the bread both in the summer and in the winter. Drip it in some relish or wine. That's good for the stomach. So dais shanascha mimena, even a suda that you love, like your most favorite meal, mishochin mimena. Don't get all the way full. You know, be able to get up even though you're eating the chont or whatever it is that you love. Don't eat it till like you're stuffed. Know when to get up and stop. When you have to go to the bathroom, don't delay too long. Especially in those days, they weren't, the bathrooms weren't handy like they are today, that there's always one available. So you had to be careful, you had to plan accordingly. If a person drank, we'll call it cheap wine. It's like a white, very, very cheap wine, bad wine, probably wasn't aged properly. So he'll get this sicket, supermarket wine. He'll get the vitik is like he'll get a weakness. There are 60 different kinds of wine. The best one, some rechsana, a good smelling red wine. Griya the cool, the worst one, tilichibra is this white cheap wine. Amrav Yehuda Haiman the Yosef, it's safarni nisa. If you look tzaf, safarni here means is the plural of tzafra, tzafranahar, morning. If you sit in the mornings of Nisan, Gavinura by a fire, v'shayef meshcha, and then you rub yourself with oil, v'nafik, and you go out, v'yasav b'shimshin, you sit in the sun, achzosav v'tikulos, this is also not a healthy thing. Apparently in the spring, to get very hot and pour oil on yourself, maybe that's what it is. You'll get weakened. V'tik is lashon of v'tik, of cholshes. Yeah, maybe you'll get dehydrated. Tarabaran, hikis dam, and on those days, it was very common for a kusas dam. We'll see later on, a lot of these things are very good in measure, but not when you do too much or you do too many of them simultaneously. So he kusas dam, if a person was makas dam, and afterwards he had relations with his wife, v'shimish mitoso, havayin lo banim v'kil, also have weak children, if he had the bia immediately after a kusas dam. He's a shneim. If both the mother and father were makers dam v'shimshu, havin labana bali rosan, they'll have some disease called rasan, which is also, Rashi says, is a weakness. Rashi says it's based on a sheretz in his brain, you know, that somehow got in there. It must be some weakness. It means, I think in today's understanding, we'd say that he's very susceptible because his, what do we call that? His level...
His immune system.
His immune system has been weakened. That's really what we're saying. His immune system has been weakened. Resistance is low, and he might contract some sort of a virus.
That's if you have the blood... That doesn't mean... That means from that relationship. In other
yeah,
words, if
yeah.
you...
If he has to be immediately
blood.
After take blood immediately after have bia, that could go right.
Right,
the kid,
pregnant.
Right, the kid. There's weakness over there. We don't. That's how the Gemara was understood it. That the pregnancy that can happen just like we understand we have before that if a person they used to want to look at a handsome man, the women you know to look
yeah.
at a handsome man, so they'll
yeah,
have children that way.
Child.
That the bia right, Rabbi Yochanan right. That the bia immediately after some event. Had a strong effect on the child. That's what they believed. I mean, I don't.
Who would sit outside the mikvah?
Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, because it was great beauty, right? Great beauty, you know. Wasn't worried about ayin hara, etc. The whole gemara there. I'm Rabbi Lorman El Dilo Tom Midi. That's only if he said it was immediately afterwards. If he hadn't tasted anything routine, I will Tom Midi lesson. But again, if he ate something afterwards, like when you give blood here, what do? They give you that red petal sugary, you know, stuff, which is may not be that healthy, but at least it's supposed to give you some strength afterwards. You should.
You
should States when you
get
blood,
but
you're diabetic.
Yeah.
Give you oranges.
Oranges, okay. Well, it gives you something.
Yeah,
they want to give you something that will enable you to get to the car in one
right.
piece when you leave, you know. Again, in those days, you know, it depends if you take a long trip home on a bus or whatever, a few buses, you could also be tired. But traveling was very tiresome, was very hard on the body. If he came straight from the Lord, the Shemesh Pitelson also, the same thing will have weak children. If a person comes from the bathroom, he shouldn't be mishamshit immediately until he should wait the time that he could walk a half a mile. Wait a few minutes. And he says, here's it, because the shed of Vesakisa Malavimo. Therefore, he'll have kids who have epilepsy or something like that. You know, something like weak children. Now, here it's attributed to the shade. Again, we understand that today is more as his resistance is low or he's not feeling well. Tanur Bonim. Hamashamshit tells him, Mu'umet Ochzasa Avis. If he's mishamshit standing, then he'll get some sort of a disease called avis. It could be. It could also mean he could just be, you know, very weak and very, very confused. Miyushev, if he has bia while he's sitting, so delirium. Sounds like the word delirium, right? Delirium. Hilamal v'ulamata. Also, if you do it the not the normal way, where the wife is on top and he's on the bottom, so delirium. Also, my delirium. What is delirium? Shemalevi. Some deliri dardra, and I'll define it this way. I'll tell you what the medicine, the antidote is dardra. My dardra, Amrabaya, Marika de Chuchi. It's the saffron or the kukrus on the thorn bush. If you have that, that's a good antidote for this deliria, which came from having bia in an unnatural way. Rapapa, olus v'hav rapapa. If he would get sick. Now, it didn't mean that his papa did those things. He's just saying, but if he had to suffer from delirium, which had come from other causes also, he would chew this saffron, ubole, and then swallow it. Or papi, all this fashadi, he would chew it, get some of the nourishment out of it, and spit it out. Amrabai, Mishen Abaki Biderach Eretz. Rashi says, Mishen Abaki Biderach Eretz is not a person who's never had bia before, but he has no koach. In other words, he's lost his virility. What should he do? They're looking here for, you know, aphrodisiacs. But there's lacy gimel kafize court. He should bring three cupfuls. A kafiz, Rashi says, it holds three of these. So it's a pretty big cup. Holds three of these of court. Me this kind of saffron, the chuchi from the thorns. And he should grind it. And he should boil it in wine. Finished and drink it. This returned me to my youth. In other words, it was like the Viagra of the day. You could call it that. Shoshdavar machishim kochishalom, the three things that weaken a person's strength. Elohim pacha derech lavam. We learned that this is based on psukim, as we'll see, that a person who is pachad is not just fear of the night. Pacharashi explains this. Pachad means not just that. It could be fear of somebody. It could also just be daiga. A person's always worried. Or if he's on the road, or a sin. Pachad achsev libi scharchar azavani kochi. My heart was shaking and my strength left. Derech achsev ina vaderech kochi. On the road, my strength was afflicted. Avon achsev koshel bavoni kochi. My strength stumbled because of my sin. So these three things make a person weaken. Shlosh devarim, matizim gufo shel adam. Three things knock a person out. Ve'elohein, ochel me'umed, v'shasam v'shimish mitasam. These three things should not be done standing. Eating, drinking, or bia should not be done standing. Chamisha kovel l'misi yosem rechaim. Five things make you so weak that you're you know, more than 50% of the way to death if you do these things. Ve'elohein, ochel v'amad. If he ate and he stood immediately. In other words, you wait. First you bench. You know, you don't get up immediately. Shosabam, Hikazdam, but all these things you should wait before you get up. Even Yoshivam, we know you're supposed to Ratzkatzvivi Gibor Kari, you're supposed to jump out of bed, but first wait a second. Wake up, catch yourself, and then get up. Or Shimishosam, and also you should rest immediately after Bia, because all these things, a person should wait a few moments before getting up.
Some
from
of
doing
this stuff
that
is real. I mean, Hikazdam, if you draw blood,
right,
okay? You reduce your blood pressure and you stand up fast, you can faint.
Right, that's what he says.
It's like,
do we assume that
they have large meals like that too? If they have large meals, also they just got up or are running on the roads. And we also know it's healthy. Everybody says sit down, have a meal. What are you eating on the run for? Eating while you're walking, you know?
We assume that Chazal based this on observation or on Apparently, or in a Kabbalah, probably both.
This was passed down, or some was observation, some was passed down from rabbi to rabbi. Yeah. Yeah. Shisha also miyad meis. If a person does these things, right? Ma'aseh ben Rashi means he did. If he does these things all at the same time, meaning immediately following one another without any break, Ve'elohein, Abomada Derech, a person comes from the Masyag, came from the road and he was knocked out. As soon as he got home, he kizdam. And then he went to a bathhouse, a steam. V'shosa, and he drank, v'nishtakan, became drunk. V'yoshin, al-gavikark, and he slept on the ground. V'shibish v'tosa, and then he had bia, all one after another. So in those things he'll die. And if
drink
a person does
drink
until you're drunk, and then he sleeps, and then
no,
he has.
No. Oh, he does things too first.
If he does all six things.
Just one.
All six things immediately.
All at the same time.
All at the same. Well,
sequentially.
One after another.
Sequentially.
If he did all six things without interruption, one after another, he will die. Amar Be'ochim Vushas and considering only in that order. Had to be that order. That's not only does he do all six in order. Amar Abaya. If he does it in order, in that order, he'll die. Even if he doesn't do it in that order, he will still be very weak. Aini Vaivaha Ma'oris, that was the name of a woman. Abdulayla Avda, Tlasmina Mace. There was a story with a woman who, for her Eved, did six of these things, presumably, three of the out of the six, presumably not the Bia, did one of these, three of these things, put him in a Kizdam, Beis Amerchetz, a Shtak, or whatever. And he died. He was weak to begin with. We're talking about a healthy person. A person starts off healthy. If he does those six things in that order, one after another, he will die. If he doesn't out of order, he will just become weakened. Shmona Rubin Koshami Eat Nyofa. There are eight things that if you do too much of it, it's not good for you. But if you do a little bit of it, it is good for you, meaning better than doing nothing. You could always say refrain from doing anything. No, a little bit is good. Ve'eluain. Derech, it's good to travel a little bit, right? Good to walk. That's what it means. Good to walk, right? Derech lalach bedrachim, to walk. Derech eretz means bia, right? Derech eretz means tashmish. Good. It's good. It's not good for a person to be celibate. On the other hand, too much can make a person weak. Derech osher, wealth. Good to have a little bit, but too much of anything. Like Rabbi Wein always says, T-O-O of anything is not good. Not good to be too good looking, too rich, too poor, too this, too that, too smart. Two of anything.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well,
okay. Too thin.
Yeah, too thin, right? Say you can't be too thin, right? It's too thin is also good. Osher, so good not to be too rich. Umalacha, work is good, right? Arbat macht asleben zis, right? But not too much. Yayin, drink. Shena, sleep. Chamin, hot water, whether it's a bath or drinking. Hakozostam, again, that was considered very healthy to have a little bit. Shmona mamaten esazera. So those eight things are good in a measure, right? Not too much. Shmona mamaten esazera. There are eight things that that lower a person's sperm. Veiluhain. Hamelach, salt, marav, hunger. Hanetek, Rashi says, is leprosy. B'chia, crying. Shinogavikar, sleeping on the ground. That's not considered good. Gagonios. Ukshos. Gagonios is some sort of a an herb. Alindra calls it, I'm sorry, lotus or something.
Coriander.
Okay. Alindra sounds like coriander, could be. Ukashus shalo bismana, and like cucumbers or a gourd, not in season. We'll talk about that, what it means. Bakozostam lamata kiflayim. Now, he says over here that there are eight, right? There are eight. So if you count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shinus is 5. Gagonius is 6. Kirshav is on him. And Akozostam, also he says, counts as 2. In other words, it's doubly as worse if it's done below, we'll see, the waist, let's say. If that Akozostam was done below the waist. That's not good. That's Matzera. Tanak Chem Chikosh Lamata Kifan. Just if you do it below the waist, it's doubly as bad as the other things. Kachelfa Lamala Kifan. If you do it above, see, I mean above the waist, then it's doubly good. It's doubly good. It's good to a custom. All right, Papa, what does that mean? Lamata, lamata, and a beitzim. Below, it means, let's call it below the belt. Lamala, lamala, and a beitzim. Rashi says that's like even above the thigh bone. He says it could be they did it in the shoulder, in the neck, or in the thigh bone. Above that, it's good. Kshush labismana. What does it mean? He said that cucumber is not in season. Tanak chen chakush labismana, kachyavismana. Just like they are bad out of season, right? He said that's not because if you eat them in season, it's dafka good for the sperm. Amra Papa, Zmanas Tamas, that means in the summer months is the good time when these things are ripe. Shlova Zmanas Tavis, in the winter time, like now. Yominis, Yomitishrei, in the spring and in the fall, Lomal Vakashu, they don't do any good. Now we're going to go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah we talked about back on Samach Zion, about a person who got this disease called Kurdikus, which we said was the name of a Shay, that when he drank too much wine, this happened to him. And he said, right to get to his wife, it doesn't mean anything. So let's say he said, right to get to his wife, and then he got this disease, like he became nuts, and he said, don't right to get for his wife. So the Mishnah says, Ein Dvar Racham, we don't listen to his last resume. See, when he was normal, he said, give a get to his wife. Then he got this disease, and he says, don't give a get to his wife, you don't listen to him. So what does it mean, don't listen to him? We give the get right now, even though he's nuts right now, or later on?
What are the facts here? What did he do?
He said, give a get to his wife.
Write
a get and give it to his wife. Yeah. Then.
He pointed a shliach?
He said he pointed a shliach to write a get to his wife. He told a bunch of shliach, whatever. He told kiss, forget, lishni. He told, and he said, write a get for his wife. And then he became nuts. And then he's got this kordikus. And after he got the kordikus, is clearly he's got this disease, or this sickness, whatever you call it, or
psychiatric
problem. Yeah, well, it's when you want to call it psychiatric, because we know that it's based on, the Gemara's going to talk about that, because it's based on having drunk too much wine, there's an antidote for it. But he's in this status, he has this status of a kardikus, and now he says, don't write a get for his wife. So we don't listen, Mishnah's Ein Dvar Bacharam Kum, we don't listen to what he said now, we listen to what he said before, and you give a get his wife. So Omer, let's go back in our Gemara now. Omer kiss forget Lishivach, so he said, write a get from his wife. And then he got kardikus. When he says, don't write, we don't listen to his latter words at all. Rishlokish says, you give a get right now, even though right now he's nuts. Let's call him and say he's nuts, right? He's not nuts, huh? When he becomes healthy again, even without him saying anything, you give him the get. You don't pay any attention to what he said right now. Everybody agrees, you don't pay any attention when he says, don't write my get, don't give a get to his wife. Those words don't mean anything. But what does that mean? That means you give a get right now while he's nuts,
right?
Or you wait till he becomes better. What's this for over here? My time Rish Lakish. The Tani Rish Lakish says, why does Rish Lakish say you give a get right now? Because it's Amid Varbacham Klum. You don't listen to what he said at all. Man sends you to write a get, right? Nancy's ready to get, and he disappears. He goes his way, you go your way. Do you check on him all the time? His blood pressure, do you see? You assume he's alive, you assume he's normal, you're right to get. So over here, same thing. Zedem Rav Achronim Klum. Rav Yochanan Amar Lecha, Ein Dedvar Rav Achronim Klum, Delechi Mitzel, Lo Tzarech Lemeher Am Luchebe. Means this, Ein Rav Achronim means that when he becomes better, when he's remedied, when he's healthy again, when he recovers, you don't have to ask him again, oh, do you want to give the get? Because he had originally said give the get when he was normal. Then he got sick, so we don't pay attention to what he said when he got sick. But you don't give the get till he's better again. When he gets to what does it mean? Then when he gets better, you don't have to ask him again. What's the machlokus over here? I mean, you could see both ideas. We're stuck. Madame the Usher says like he's asleep. Guy gets the get and he goes to sleep. He doesn't know what's going on when he's asleep. So here's also he's like he's asleep. He's got a hangover, right? He had too much to drink, right? Rabbi Yochanan Medamel is Shoter. Rabbi Yochanan says he's like a Shoter. He became crazy right now. Rabbi Yochanan Medamel is Shoter.
What happened? What? If it's Medamel to somebody who's sleeping.
He's asleep. And a guy who's asleep.
So if I say give a get and I go to sleep.
It's okay, sure.
During that period, you can't give a get.
Of course you could. That's exactly what Rosh Lakish says. That's why Rosh Lakish says that you can give the get immediately, even while he's crazy, even while he's nuts. Why? Because it's like he went to sleep. The guy says, it's exactly your point.
So why wait until he wakes up again?
You don't have to wait until he wakes up again.
No, that's
Rish Lakish. We're playing two different ideas. Rish Lakish says he give a get right away. Why? Because he says it's like he went to sleep. Big deal, he went to sleep. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, okay, we're going to explain. Rabbi Yochanan, Nami Lidin Yosh. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's like he went to sleep? He says, Yosh, and Mechosam Asa. Bye, Yosh, and you don't have to do anything to him. He's going to wake up, and he's normal again. That's the normal course of events. A person goes to sleep, wakes up. Right? You could do things for him while he's asleep also, if he's so commanded. You don't have to do anything to him. You'll just get up. Hi, Mechosar Maisa. But over here you have to do something to him. What is it doing? You have to give him the remedy. We learned in the Mishnah, right? The Mara explained, what's the remedy? Remedy is you got to give him the roasted meat with the wine, etc. So here he needs something to be done to him, and therefore he's in a state. He's not in a normal state. Normal state is he's awake, he goes to sleep, he wakes up. Nothing has to be done. It happens automatically, right? A person just wakes up. Here, something has to be done to him. Otherwise, he's going to remain in this state. Yeah.
It seems to me that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are addressing the wrong issue. I mean, why say write and give? Why not? I mean, you can write to get well before while he's asleep. You can write to get well while he's
the Mishnah said, right, no, the Mishnah says, right, the Mishnah says you write a get for his wife. And he said it means write a get and give a get to his wife.
Why? Writing and giving.
No, but he means writing. He says write and give. The mission means write and give it. Write a get and give it to his wife. That's what he says. Write it, please write it and give it to my wife. So the question now is, he became sick afterwards, right? And when he became sick, he said, don't do it. So we said, those words don't mean anything. Fine, they don't mean anything, but can you give it to him while he's sick? Rish Lakish says, yes, because it's like he's asleep. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he's sick. He's not like he's asleep, because a sleeping person just wakes up and he's normal. Here, you have to do something to him. Hi, Mechosar Maaser. Rish Lakish not me the middle shota. Why does Rish Lakish say he's like a shota? Because you have to do something. It says shota lo same biyadam. A shota, we can't fix him, right? We can't fix a shota if he's crazy. It's not in our hands to fix him. We don't have the remedy. So there, that's a shota. A shota, you can't fix him. That's bad, right? And therefore, a shota, you can't give a get while he became shota. Hi, same biyadam. Here, we can fix him. So sure we have to do something, but it's very easy to fix him. You throw some water on him if the guy's sleeping, right? You can get him out of it easily. Here also you can get out easily. This was something, the Gemara said that back in the Samach Zion. This was something, take some red meat, agumri on coals, give him make him a barbecue, b'chamer marka, and some diluted wine. So there's a way to fix him easily. It's not so you can see it both ways. Rabbi Yochanan says he's not like a sleeping guy because a sleeping guy needs nothing. He just wakes up, right? And Rish Lakish says, yeah, but he's not like a shota either. Shota, you can't fix. Here, you can fix him. So this guy's an in-between stage. He's fixable, but he's not fixable by himself.
So the assumption of Rabbi Yochanan is that when he says something during this fit that he has, that it might be?
No. We both agree. Everybody agrees that what he says when he has this fit doesn't count. But the question is, even if he didn't say anything, if you know that he got this carditis, can you give the get while he's carditis? Yeah. And now he's a shota. Because what he said doesn't mean anything. That's clear. Everybody agrees it doesn't mean anything. But what does it mean it doesn't mean anything?
Like, you just go on and give it, but you can give the get immediately. He says, Rish Lakish, yeah, because he just like he went to sleep. Melech says, no. If you know, just like if you know, everybody would agree that if he became a Shota and you hadn't given the get yet, then you can't do it. Because he's not of sound mind.
Even if he was sound.
Even if he was sound before, but now he never became. Now, I say, well, how do you normally know that? Normally you go by the Chazakah. But here you see the guy became crazy. You can't give it to him.
How is this different than from Medina Sayyam?
Chazakah. Chazakah. There you have a chazakah. The chazakah is status quo. We assume that the way he was is the way he was. That's always the chazakah. Because chazakah means that you assume that what was is. Here we're talking about, well, you know, the guy became crazy. The guy became crazy. Fine. Even if you don't need another instruction from him, because he gave his instruction to that. He was a sound mind when he did that. But while he's a shota, you can't do it because he's not capable. He's not normal.
One of these two either.
Don't forget, the divorce only takes place when the get's given, and at that point, the guy's a shota.
This is interesting because how do they define either one of them a shaliach? If I appoint a shaliach,
yeah.
So we say shaliach shalom kamos.
That's right, but he has no more power than you.
Right, but exactly. So right. How does Rish Lakish come up with?
Because he's like
he's asleep.
Because he's asleep. You see, Rish Lakish is motive that if he's a shota, he can't give the get.
Right, he's in this state. Yeah,
but the
at
question
that
is
point
what this
in time,
this
he
state.
Shliach? No.
No, no. But this the question. Right. This he can't point shliach. But the shliach that was appointed before is a valid shliach, according to everybody. Except he can't do the function for him while the guy's in this state.
So isn't then the machlokas you could almost say is what is shliach? Is my shliach? What is the whole definition of a shliach?
Everybody agrees over here about the definition of shliach. A shliach is a person you appoint to do something for you if you're capable to appoint him. And at the time you appoint him,
but
he is a shliach.
What?
To whatever the action is, but he can only do what you could do. And if you're not in a state where you could do it, where you could do this act, then he can't do it for you either. Mm-hmm. A shliach cannot do something you can't do yourself.
Right.
So here you can't do it yourself. Here's the question. Here he can't do it himself. Or could he do it himself?
So
that's a question.
No,
yes,
my issue is Rish Lakish. What's he saying then?
So Rish Lakish is saying he's like a guy's asleep.
He's asleep.
The fact that you're asleep doesn't prevent.
I mean, doesn't
of course you can't.
When
right.
He's asleep.
No.
Right.
Of course Shalia, you're not there.
Sleep doesn't change
his status. Right.
Of
the shlichus. Right. Because it's a natural does. No. What? So that's not because of the shlichus. Yes,
no. Does it mean that at every minute you have to...
No, it doesn't mean that. No, but you have to be capable of doing
it. Or is it the act?
It means you have to be capable of doing it. The question over here is Kerdikas like a shota or is he like asleep? That's not a question of shlichas. The question is, what is he himself? Is he asleep or is he not asleep or is he a shota?
So if a woman receives a get in Los Angeles
right.
from a shliach
right.
And not to her knowledge, without either of them's knowledge, the husband
suffering
for Dikas.
Can't get
well, that's what I just
said. Right. But you'd have to find out when it actually took
right.
place. The assumption is it's okay. You don't have to go check it. He assumed it, you know. Yeah, we don't know it. The same thing is, let's say the guy, he sent him from New York to Los Angeles, and it was a four-day drive, and the shliach sent it. And by the time he got there, he assumed everything's okay, right? Then it turns out that 2 days into the trip, while he was passing through Kansas, the guy died in New York. It's also not a get. You know,
you don't need a get.
You don't need a get, but you have to follow Yibam. Yeah, there'll be Yibam there. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara, me and Rabbi Elchanan, did Rabbi Elchanan really say this? Rabbi Elchanan saying over here that you don't give a review to Shmuel. Shechavo Shnaim Rav Shem. Let's say a man was he was knifed. Okay, he was knifed, and two of his windpipe and the food pipe were severed, or most of it was severed, meaning he's a ghost, says he's going to die. Varamas, and he couldn't even talk anymore. At that point, he couldn't talk. And he hinted, give a get to his wife. He wrote, either we'll see tomorrow about that, he could write it down, or at least he hinted to write a get for his wife. You can give it. You can give it even though the man is dying. The man's not, you'd say he's not by a seichel. And he give it immediately. But Tanya Ra'u Maguya, we also learned if a man was, let's say, cut up, he had been sliced in the war, whatever, at Solov, Al-Tzleva, or he's hanging on the cross, right? V'ramaz Ramah Kisim Gilishtei, Ha'lech V'yitnu. So you see, you can give a get, even when a person's not of sound mind. So Achiyash, the Hossam, Dike, that's loose, it's just the opposite. Over there,
He's of sound mind, but he's just very weak. And Chishus who does chilba, weakness has set in. He can't talk anymore because his limbs, you know, his body's falling apart, but his mind is still clear. Hachadai to Kishagishta, here, he's discombobulated, right? He's all mixed up, whatever it is. He doesn't know what's going on because he has his kerdikas. Did Shmuel really say that? Because Shmuel just said here, you said that if a person was geshachten, let's say, a person who was a goseis, and if it's geshachten, you can give a wife, I'm Rav Yudah Shmuel, shach v'shnaim rov shnaim, ubarach. If a man, yeshech Muslim, and he ran away, me'idin alav, you can give testimony that he's dead. And as you could say, testimony that his wife can get remarried based on that, even though you didn't see him dead. You saw him mortally wounded and he ran away, you can give testimony. If he says he's alive, how can you give testimony that he's dead? That's what he means. You could say over there, I know that he was mortally wounded. He couldn't have lived very long. So a month later, you can rest assured that his wife can get remarried, even though you didn't see him dead. But at that point, he's alive. In other words, in terms of if he says gives a get there, so he's got doesn't have very long to live. But if he wrote a get and he gave it to his wife, that's okay. So that's what he means over there. But meanwhile, you can give testimony later on that he died based on what you saw. But at the time that you saw it, he was still alive. If that's the case, if you shechted him by mistake, by shogeg, right, through inadvertently shechted him, and you have to go into to Aron Mikl because of that. So in this case, why you should also go alamatan wheelin shechted boshnaim rov shnaim harei zan golem. If you didn't kill him, you just mortally wounded him. You don't go into golus. Why not? If it's clear that you're saying he's not dead right now, but you killed him, right? He's going to die soon. Why can't you go to Gauls for that? So Itmar Lamar Voshia has several reasons, two reasons. Chayshin and Shema Ruch, also there. Since you didn't kill him directly, he wasn't dead right there. He's going to live for another few hours. It's possible that it wasn't just your wound, your action that killed him, but it's possible also that the wind hastened his death. Inami, who cares? Or he might have struggled and done something and whatever, shaken, etc., and that might have brought about his death more. And Shogeg, you only go into Ari Miklet if you killed him all the way. Maybe not. There's two reasons. Let's say he was wounded in a house of marble where there was no air, there were no windows. So then we say that the second reason would apply, right? But the first reason wouldn't apply. If you hold to the first reason, then that wouldn't apply in the house. I had because he shook. That might have affected him. Inami, let's say you shook him outside and he didn't shake or struggle. So then the reason of the ruach would apply. The reason of kirbus also doesn't apply. So it depends on which reason you hold. Nishtatik v'malotchem. So let's say not a case of gerdikas. A person simply became a mute. He couldn't talk. He got sick and he couldn't talk anymore. Stroke. And they said stroke. Let's say stroke. Good. Yeah, gave a stroke. And they said, listen, should we write a get for your wife? And he said, yeah, yeah. And you can say, yeah. What he did is he shook his head. But how do you know that he understood what shaking his head mean? Maybe he's confused. Maybe he's shaking his head the wrong way now. So the Mishnah said that you check it three times. You ask him three questions that require a positive answer, three questions that require a negative answer. And if he shakes his head in the normal way, in our society, the normal way is to nod or to shake, right? Or if, let's say, he was a young Israeli and he went like this, you know, so you assume that he means no, right? Right? Or you do the double. Now they see that kids do this.
If you're in India.
Right?
In India.
So it depends.
In India, this is yes.
That's yes? Yeah?
In India, yes.
That's what he says. Interesting, because if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, I like it, because Rashi in the Mishnah says, the last Rashi in the Mishnah says, V'dvar machem shon lo dvar shuroi lo shev lein hein hein lav lav, yes means questions, v'yushev is lav v'tev is lav rasum, here k'ed a shedik, k'shederach b'de odom laharken alav v'al hein, in other words, whatever the way is to nod or shake, you ask him three questions, three of each. Maybe he's shaking that way. You know, there are people who never had a stroke or they have some disease and they shake. I've seen, I remember there was a man in St. Louis, old Morris Green, he would always be shaking like this. That was his, how can you prove anything there? You don't do it, you know, you ask him three questions, not immediately. You wait an hour between each question. Maybe that's what he does. Once an hour, he shakes his head. Maybe that's the disease. You don't do it in order. You don't ask three questions, yes. You do ask him one question requires a yes, two questions require a no. And then two, right, and or right, one no and two yeses and then two the noes and one. You do it, right? Yeah.
That's what they do.
They're like that, right? You ask them each question. So you do it that way so you could tell. So if you ask him these six questions and he answered them all, the question's nothing to do with the get, just dumb questions, you know, what days or whatever, things that he could just require yes or no, but he can answer all correctly. That proves that he knows what he's doing, and you would give the get. Every shmaltan umlod form shall you ask him winter questions in the summer and some of the questions are winter. So this is my need. What does that mean? Elam McGlufgri, do you tell him, do you want a winter coat? It's middle of summer, do you want a winter coat? With Sedine, or in this winter, yes, do you want a summer coat? Maybe he got the chills or maybe he got a fever. You can't prove anything from his answer about a winter coat. Man says, no, in the winter, I want a summer coat. You want a summer coat? And he says, yeah, maybe he's hot and he wants a summer coat. Ella Bepeir, you ask him, Peiris, would you like to go out and pick, let's say, peaches? No peaches in the winter, right? So that's like, would you like to go out, should I pick some peaches for you now? So if he answers yes, that shows he doesn't know what's going on, right? He's going to answer no. Some unfortunately say he's going to answer no incredulously, because no guest might know I don't want any now because they're not available now, right? He answers normally. You ask him six questions, three of yes and three of no. If he's normal, then you give the gift. All right, we'll pick it up.